transfer deadline day
on 5 Live and across the BBC.
Good morning. It's 5am on Monday the 2nd of February. You're listening to BBC Radio 5 Live and today is, of course, football's transfer deadline day. The transfer window closes in exactly 18 hours and between now and then we can expect...
Steve Lucas, Danny.
Could I wait you?
I think I just nodded off for a minute there. What time is it?
Well, just after 5, mate. You've been up all night.
Agents never sleep. Didn't you know that, Steve? We're like sharks.
OK, listen. Well, I wanted to get you early. I've spoken to the manager and the board and everyone's happy to go ahead. So, you've got yourself a deal on Slavko.
All right. Right, OK.
And we'd like to proceed as per our discussion.
Right, well, that's right. So, hang on a minute, where are my notes?
500.
Yes, sorry, right, 500 up front, plus my 20, plus 15% of his sell-on.
Ah, right.
What?
Well, we were thinking, if you take, say, 5, we'd bump the sell-on up to 20.
Five? Are you having me on, Steve? I've spent 5 grand just getting him into the country. He couldn't even afford the tickets. I've set him up in a flat, Steve. I bought the bedding. I bought a kid a bloody duvet.
All right, look, how about we make it 7.5?
Oh, no, I can't do it, mate. I'm sorry, I need 15 buybacks before 5 p.m. today, otherwise I just can't do it. I'd have to have a rethink on City.
12.5. Sell on at 17.5. Final offer.
OK, look, I won't muck you about. Let's do it.
Good. Happy?
Well, I can't complain, can I? No, sorry, Steve, That's great, mate. I mean, that really is the best possible start to the day, and you won't regret it, mate. I promise you, that boy has everything.
I know, Danny. We think he's a great prospect, so... Just get your boy along to the training ground after 9 and we can crack on. I'll organise the paperwork. You want me to fax it through to your office?
No, not the office. I'll be out and about all day, so...
OK, I'll bring it to Inglemyre Lane.
OK, great, yes. I'll speak to you later, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Did you hear that, love? That was the chief executive of the Dark Blues. He wants to do business with me. We are back, love. We are back in the land of the bloody living. Right. Slavko.
Hello, this is Slavko's phone. Please leave a message and I will call you back, OK?
Slavy, it's me. Listen, we're in. We're in, son. We've got a deal. Mr. Lucas just phoned me, the headman at Rovers. You know, he wants you to go in for the medical this morning. So get dressed and call me as soon as you get this. I tell you what, love. I think I'm going to go round there and wake him up. If I wait for him to call, I'll be waiting while dinner time. You know what these teenagers are like. So I'll drive round there, love. Are you going to be all right? I'll tell Samira to look in on you, OK? I love you, sweetheart. So don't you worry, because it's all going to be okay. We are back in business. Sammy. Hi, Samira. I'm off to work. Linda's awake and I told her you'd look in on her.
Okay, Mr. Van.
And would you please mention to Mr. Adney Hotry that I shall be in a position to settle some of the, you know, the outstanding by the end of play today, okay? So... You could start unpacking some of them boxes.
OK, Mr. Provisor, I'll tell them.
Thanks, love. You know, Samira, I think, to be honest, she's found it a bit unsettling seeing her clothes being packed away. It's made her anxious, you know. She may have Alzheimer's, but she's still got feelings, hasn't she, eh?
OK, Mr. Provisor.
Thanks, mate. Well, I'll be on my usual number if you need me.
OK.
All right, Samira. Bye.
Good morning to you. It's transfer deadline day today. The new Nottingham Forest manager, Dougie Friedman, has replaced Stuart Pearce. That decision to sack Pearce came after running 6 defeats in 7 matches.
Hello, this is
Clark. Don't come on, Slavy. Slavy, where have you been?
Danny, it's Peter Gray from the BBC. Done any business yet today, Danny?
You're joking, aren't you? It's not even 6 a.m, Peter.
Only I've been hearing a few things about your boy Slavko. I wondered if there were any truth in them.
What things?
About his background in Serbia, Danny. Spent spending time in a reformatory, wasn't it?
Where'd you get that from?
Are you denying it?
There's nothing to deny.
I just wondered what you knew about it. It sounds nasty. Rape, won't it? Oh,
right. Right, look, Peter. Off the record, as far as I'm concerned, he served his sentence and is being released.
Yeah, but come on, Danny. I mean, rape.
Look, as far as I'm aware, Peter, he was part of a group. He was just tagging along with a group. He was 14, for Christ's sake, and he didn't actually, you know, do anything. Well, not that I'm aware of, anyway. He was just there, you know.
A gang.
A group, a gang, whatever you want to call it. It was just rotten luck for him. But that's all in the past. We're trying to build a new life for him here. And I really don't see anyway what any of this has got to do with football. I mean, come on. People deserve a second chance, don't they? Especially a kid of his age.
Heard you've been having a bit of a rough time lately, Danny.
Oh, you did you?
Heard you were working out your car, mate.
Oh, please, do me a favour.
I tried your office number. It's been disconnected.
Yeah, well, that's because I'm moving.
Not a great time to move office, is it, Danny, on transfer deadline day?
Listen, I don't know who's been spreading these rumours, but I think I can guess. I am doing all right, OK? It's never been easy for us independents, but I make a good living. And by the way, if I was sleeping in my car, well, I bet my car is a lot nicer than your bloody house, mate. All right?
OK, Danny, I won't keep you.
Amongst those to keep your eye on, Chelsea remain confident of completing a deal for Juan Cuadrado. That move hinges, it seems, on Andre Schürrle's proposed move to Wolfsburg going through.
Come on, come on. Slavy! Slavy!
Who is it?
Thank you, is that you?
Yeah.
It's Danny. I've come to get Slavy.
He's not here.
What do you mean he's not there?
He's not here, I don't know where he is. He came home last night.
For Christ's sake, I told him not to go out, didn't I? I told him he'd have a bloody medical to get you. Look, can you let me in, love, please? I need to have a word. Honest to God, Frankie, what kind of an idiot goes out the night before transfer deadline day?
Do you want to come in?
Oh, thanks, love. So, you've no idea where he is, then?
Nope.
He's not answering his phone either, bloody hell.
He'll turn up, he always does.
I haven't got time to wait, Frankie. We've got to be at Inglemyer Lane in a couple of hours. When did you last see him?
I don't know, around 11, I suppose.
Where?
That new club on Deansgate, the Burlesque. He said he had a few things to see to and then he'd be back later, but he never came back. I thought you were him.
What things did he say?
No. There were some fellas there, friends of his from Serbia, I think. They were all talking foreign. They were all a bit serious, so I just, well, you know, I avoided making eye contact. They were creeping me out, to be honest.
And you don't know who they were, these fellas?
No.
And he didn't tell you who they were?
He doesn't tell me anything, Danny. What are you doing here so early?
It's transfer deadline day.
Yes, I know that much.
I've got to get him to this medical. Christ, his timing. Bloody impeccable as usual. I'll just try him again. Actually, would you try him, love? He might answer the phone to you.
Yeah, hang on. Where's my phone? So he's got a club, has he?
Yeah.
Is that what this medical's for?
Yeah.
Voicemail.
Oh, bollocks. Excuse my French.
Slavy, where are you? Call me, I'm worried. It's just gone 6 a.m. Is it City, the medical?
No, love, it's not City.
I thought they were interested.
City interested in anything that moves, love.
So why won't you let him go there?
Look, this is how it is, right? And I told him what would happen. At his age, they'd farm him out somewhere on loan, somewhere a long way from here, a long way from where he wants to be, some second division Dutch club probably, and then they'd tell him that it's to develop him, to bring him up to the level he needs to be at to play first team football in the Premier League. But it's not really, love. Really, it's just to stop anyone else getting their hands on him until they've decided if he's any good or not. And that, my dear, is why I advised him to forget about City. Just take the long view, eh? The strategic view. Play some first-team football, some cup ties, show them what you're made of. Renegotiate your contract after a few months and build one block on top of another. See?
I just wanted to be sure that I'm not wasting my time, that's all.
Wasting your time, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Is that how you see it, is it?
Don't we all, Danny?
Well, so long as we can get him to the medical in time.
All right.
Anyway, I'd better get myself back to the office.
All right, Danny. Well, I'll tell him that you were here.
All right, look. Listen. Frankie, does he... I was just wondering. Does he treat you all right, love?
How do you mean?
You know, does he treat you all right?
Well, I suppose so. Yeah, I mean, he's bought me some stuff. You know, some nice things.
No, that's not really what I meant, Frankie.
Well, what did you mean?
I mean, you know, does he treat you properly? You know?
Not really, no. What do you mean, properly?
Oh, I don't know.
No, go on, what do you mean?
Oh, it's all right, it's nothing. Look, it doesn't matter. If he didn't, then I think you'd know what I meant. So,
right.
I'd better get off. If he calls, if you see him, tell him to phone me sharpish, OK?
Yeah, OK, Danny.
All right, thanks, love. Ta-da.
Hello, ovo je Stanislav. Molimo vas da ostavite poruku posle zvučnog signala.
Stanislav, it's Danny Proviso. I was just wondering if you spoke to your son this morning. It's 7:30 over here. I don't know what the time is there. Anyway, if you've spoken to him, could he let me know? The good news is we've got a deal for him, but we need to get him to the medical in about an hour. So, anyway, give us a call, mate. Thanks. Excuse me, pal, could you pass me some sugar, please, pal? Cheers. Ah, Mr. Agni Hotri, I'm glad you phoned.
Mr. Provisor, Samira said you asked me to call you.
Yes, it's just to say that I will have the cash by the end of business today.
Mr. Provisor...
Look, yes, I know, we've been here before, but this time it's definite. I'm in the process of wrapping up a deal.
Mr. Provisor, Friars Court is a perfectly adequate care home. We can have your wife settled in there by the end of the day.
No, it stinks of piss. Why do you think I moved her to Kitchener Place? She's not going back. I'd rather... Anyway, she's not going back and that's flat.
Well, if you can make alternative arrangements, then please let me know as soon as possible. Otherwise, we will have to move Mrs. Provisor to Friars Court at the latest by 1 p.m.
Would you give me until 5? Will you do just that much for me?
All right, Mr. Provisor. 5 o'clock.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Mr. Agni Hotri.
Not at all.
Prick.
Hello, this is Slavko's phone. Please leave a message.
Oh, come on, Slavy.
Back, okay?
Slavy, it's Danny. Where the bloody hell are you? It's getting on for 8 a.m. I've been calling you for the last 3 hours. We've got to be at Ingolmire Lane 5 bloody minutes ago, so phone me as soon as you get this.
This is BBC Five Live.
3 minutes past 9. Here's your sport from George.
It's transfer deadline day. We will keep you up to speed with all the very latest news here on Five Live throughout the day.
Danny Provisor.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, it's you. What do you want?
Oh, yeah. Nice to speak to you too.
Listen, have you been talking to the press about me?
No.
Well, someone's been telling them that I'm down on my luck.
Well, it wasn't me. Can't think why anybody'd be interested anyway.
Because I'm Danny Provisor, maybe that's why. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, of course. I was forgetting you're Danny Provisor and you once masterminded the transfer of, what was his name? From, where was it?
Oh, Paolo Baggio to Nottingham Forest for 1.2 million, you cheeky get. Biggest transfer fee since Steve Daly at the time. And don't you tell me that you wouldn't give your eye teeth to pull off a deal like that today.
All right, I won't tell you.
So what do you want?
Nothing. I just thought I'd phone, you know, seeing as it's deadline day and all that. I had a moment.
Oh, right. Want to try and hijack one of my deals, do you?
One of them? How many you got?
Did they tell you to phone?
Did who tell me to phone?
Them bloody stuffed shirts you work for. Who do you think?
Dad, they're all right. You could be working for them too. You know what they said? The door's always open.
Not bloody likely. No way. I work on my own account and that's the way I like it.
Good for you. So... how many deals have you got on the go then?
Never you mind.
Do you want me to tell you? One, Slavko Ilić, am I right?
I'm saying nothing.
You'd have an office here instead of working out the back of your car.
I'm not working out the back. Who told you that?
Nobody told me. I went round to Station Road, I rang the bell. There's a firm of bloody accountants in there. When were you going to tell me?
I'm in the process of moving.
Where to?
Another office. Where do you think? It hasn't been finalised yet.
You're sleeping at Kitchener Place, aren't you?
No.
Yes, you are. In the armchair at Mum's
room. Come off it, Jonathan.
I spoke to Samira. She's been keeping it from Mr. Agnioli because if he find out, she says he'd sling you both out.
I'm there to keep her company, Jonathan. I don't like leaving her on her own at night.
Dad, she doesn't know you're there.
She does, of course she does.
The doctor said she
Never mind what the doctor said. What does he know? He hasn't been married to her for 38 years. I'm telling you, son, she knows. And it wouldn't hurt you to visit her once in a while, either.
Well, there doesn't seem much point, does there?
Doesn't there?
Do you need any help, Dad, with the fees, like? How are you managing?
I'm managing.
You sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, look, I've got to go. Got a call coming in. I'll speak to you later, Dad. Have a good one, okay?
Yeah, thanks, you too. Have a good one. Danny Provisor.
Hello, Mr. Provisor. It's Stan here.
Ah, yes, how are you, Stan? Did you get my message?
Yes, okay, I'm okay.
Look, I'm glad you phoned, Stan, because I've been trying to track down Slavy. You haven't spoken to him this morning, have you?
Mr. Provisor,
What's that? You okay, Stan?
Yes, I'm okay. But there's something I need to talk with you, Mr. Provisor.
Yeah? Is it about Slavy? Is he okay?
Yes, it's about Slavy. Mr. Provisor, I'm very grateful, so very grateful to you for everything you did for my son.
Oh, that's all right.
But it's now a problem, Mr. Provisor, that he is still a very young boy and the people who know it is good for him is his family.
Oh, well, yes, of course. I wouldn't disagree with you there, Stan. I mean, that's why I always discuss everything with you. Everything. Always.
Yes, but I think now it's time for us to say thank you, Mr. Provisor. Thank you for all you did for him.
Right.
But we will do from here.
Do? Do what? What will you do?
The negotiation.
What negotiation?
Of his contract and the decision for his career.
Well, hang on. So you're going to take over his contract negotiations and make decisions about Slavy's career without me?
Yes.
Stan, is it the City deal?
No. Well, perhaps yes.
Yeah, because, look, Stan, we can always go back and have another little chat and have a look at that. I mean, the transfer deadline's not for another, 12 hours? I mean, if City is really what you want for the lad, I thought that we'd been through all this.
Yes, we discussed, I know.
Yeah, I think it'd be a mistake, personally, but if that's the way you want to go, then I can get on the phone.
No, Mr. Provisor, is our decision rests the same. Sorry, I don't explain so well.
No. But I think I understand you, Mr. Illich. You've decided to kick me into touch, haven't you?
I don't know this phrase.
You've suddenly seen the green of their money, and you're thinking, hang about, why am I sharing it with this bloody Englishman? Why am I paying him commission when I could be keeping it for myself?
Mr. Provisor, we will make financial settlements.
Oh, will we?
Sure, of course.
I walked around the Trafford Centre with that boy. I bought him plates and knives and forks and jeans and training shoes and bedding. I bought him a bloody duvet, Stan. And where were you then? I did everything for him a father should do. So where were you, eh?
Mr. Provisor.
You're damn right you're going to make a financial settlement. That'll be £5,000 for the start for all that lot. And then... Well, you can pay me. You can pay me. And I've got creditors lining up outside my office. I've got the tax man banging on my door. When can you pay me? And I don't mean tomorrow or the next day. I mean today, Stan. Today. What time?
Mr. Provisor, can I? I will need to get back you. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sure, pal. You get back to me. Like bloody hell you will. Bastards. I should have known. God, I should have known.
Hello, this is Clark on the phone. Please leave a message and I will call you back, okay?
Slavko? I just spoke to your old man. Well, no wonder you're not picking up the phone, you gutless little creep. For 6 months, Slavy, you've used me. You've taken me money, you've wasted me time, and now at the last knockings you've decided to slam the door in me face. Well, do not think that I am going to take this lying down.
Hello?
Did you know about this?
Is that you, Danny?
Did you know about Slavy sacking me?
Doing what?
Sacking me!
He sacked you?
Yes, yes, Frankie. He has sacked me, or should I say he's got his father to do it for him.
Danny, I knew nothing about it. But are you sure about this? I mean, it doesn't sound like...
Quite sure, I'm quite sure. I was just on the phone to him.
What, to Slavy?
No, to his father.
Look... Maybe you better speak to Slavy himself before you jump to any conclusions.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that. I think the message is pretty clear, don't you? He won't even pick up the phone to me.
It just doesn't sound like something Slavy would do.
And how long have you known him, Frankie? Eh? 3 months?
No, a bit longer than that.
Not much. How well do you think you know him, eh? Hmm? Really? See, because there's things about him... No, maybe I shouldn't say.
But what things, Danny?
No, look, I shouldn't have said anything.
No, come on. You can't just say that and then leave me hanging.
All right. You know he spent time in prison, don't you?
That's what you mean. But a reform school, actually, but yeah.
And you know what for?
Yes, he told me. But hang on, is this what you were going on about before?
Rape.
Danny, is that what you meant when you were asking me if he treated me right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, yeah, I know I'm slow on the update, but that's just... It's just ridiculous.
So you knew?
Yes, of course I knew. Look. I know what the charge was for, but apparently he was just tagging along with a group of older lads.
Well, that's what he's told you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Look. Do you know something I don't?
Well, maybe not, but all I'm saying is I'm just making the point we're all going by what Slavy's told us. I mean, well, you just got to wonder, haven't you?
No. No, I don't wonder, Danny.
Oh, 3 months you've known him, Frankie.
That's a long time for me.
Okay. Well, oh, on your own head be it.
Thanks for your concern.
No worries, love. You have a great life now.
Harry Kane has signed a new 5.5-year contract with Tottenham. Elsewhere this morning, Newcastle defender David Santon is set to return to his former club Inter Milan on loan until the end of the season, while Charis Mavrias has left Sunderland.
Hiya, Steve.
Where are you? I was expecting you an hour ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Steve. It's just been a busy morning and I've got a couple of other deals on the go, so you know.
Right, so when can you get here?
Give me another hour.
The boy's all right, is he?
Yeah. He's fine. You know, excited, obviously.
I'll see you when you get here.
Steve.
While Charis Mavrias has left Sunderland for Panathinaikos on loan. Until the end of the season. You can get involved as well with the BBC's football reporters on social media, as it happens, of course, throughout deadline
day. Hi there, Samira.
Oh, hello. I wasn't expecting you back so early.
How's Linda? Everything OK?
Yes, fine. Everything's fine.
I spoke to Mr. Agnihotri this morning. Did he tell you?
Yeah, he told me.
So you're not to move her until at least 5 o'clock. All right, love?
Yes, but, well, actually, I finish work in half an hour.
Oh, yeah, of course you do. Who's on late today, do you know?
Keith.
Keith. OK, well, could you make sure that he knows when you do the changeover, right? And could you make sure he also knows not to move Linda until at least 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Thanks, love, I appreciate that.
Not a problem.
OK, I'll be seeing you. I'm just popping in to see you.
OK, Mr. Provisor.
Oh, sweetheart. It's only me. How are you? All right. Oh,
room's a bit dark in here. Do you want the curtains open? I'll open them, shall I? Or not. Whatever you want. No, I'll leave them. I'll leave them. Spoke to Jonathan this morning. He sounded well. Said he'd try and pop in later. That'd be nice, wouldn't it, all of us together? Having a bit of family time. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I thought you would. Anyway. You see, the thing is, you're my conscience, sweetheart. You always have been. You always know the right thing to do. And I've always been able to ask you. I've always been able to turn to you. Maybe I relied on you too much. Maybe I should have learnt to think for myself a bit more, but I didn't. That's the honest fact of the matter. And now, well, I have to admit I'm a bit lost. I'm in the woods, so to speak, and I know you've know what to do. But you're not here, are you? You're not. You see, there's a call I've got to make, and I don't really know if I should make it, but... Oh, God, what a day.
Peter Gray, BBC Sport.
Peter, it's Danny, Danny Proviso.
Hi, Danny.
Listen, Peter, I haven't been in town this straight with you about Slavko and that thing he was involved with.
The rape?
Yeah, I told you he was 14. Well, he wasn't, but she was.
Oh, dear. Fans won't like that.
No, they won't, will they?
How old was he at the time?
17.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, he served about 18 months of a 7-year sentence. He's out on licence now. He was spotted by a scout I knew playing in a young offenders league. The prison officers were not too pleased when I arrived to pick him up. Don't think they liked the idea of a convicted rapist getting a chance at the big time. Anyway, you might want to have a word with some of them.
You do realise what you're doing, don't you? Jeopardising Slavko's chances of getting a deal?
Well, it's too late now if I didn't.
So why are you telling me this now? What happened to everyone deserving a second chance?
Everyone's entitled to have second thoughts too, aren't they?
Very good, Danny. Always get a quote from you, mate. Appreciate it. OK, well, I'll have to run it past our lawyers.
Yeah,
but...
well, good luck with that.
Yeah. See you then, mate.
Yeah, cheers now. Bye. So that's that, then. Right. I better go. Hit the road, get this lot sorted out. You just have a nice rest, and I'll sort everything out, and it'll all be fine. You see.
Now, plenty of movement on transfer deadline day. Our senior football reporter Ian Dennis is here with me. Ian, what can you tell us about that?
The only deal that's gone through is that Leicester have signed Robert Huth on loan from Stoke until the end of the season. Watford had been keen on him. Andre Schürrle, the clubs have agreed personal terms from Chelsea. Close to
Graham Parsons.
Good morning, Graham. It's Danny Proviso here, the agent. We met at the PFA Awards last year, I think it was.
Hi, Danny. Look, I'm a bit busy at the minute.
Yeah, I bet you are. Me too. Look, I heard you're in the market for a defensive midfielder.
Right.
I can get you Ivan Petrov.
Say again?
I can get you Ivan Petrov. Any interest?
I didn't think he wanted to move. I'm pretty certain we've already approached his agent.
Oh, you're saying you're not interested?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, can I take it that you are interested, then?
Well, I have to speak to a few people.
In principle?
Well, yeah, in principle, obviously.
Well, that's all I needed to know. I'll call you back shortly, OK? OK, Graham?
OK, Danny. Dad, you all right?
Yeah, I need you to do a favour for me.
You what?
A favour.
Hang on, you're asking me to do you a favour?
Don't push it, Jonathan.
I'm not pushing it, Dad. I'm just gobsmacked. I mean the very idea that I might be able to do my own...
Jonathan, I haven't got time for this.
So what is it, this favour?
Ivan Petrov's phone number.
Oh, right. Well, look, I don't think I can help you there, Dad.
Why? Haven't you got it?
No, I've got it. I've got everyone's bloody phone number. It's against company policy.
I won't tell anyone where I got it from.
Yeah, but...
You can help your father.
Well, I don't think I can.
Jonathan, please. I need it. I wouldn't ask if I didn't.
What for? What do you need it for? Dad...
I can't tell you that, son. You'll just have to trust me. But no one will ever know who gave me the number. I promise you.
All right. But just this once, okay?
Okay, yeah. That's great. Thanks. Thanks, Johnny. You're a pal.
Yeah, sure.
Right, the clock is ticking, isn't it? Transfer it deadline is, yeah. Day, we're getting closer. Is it getting any more
with
interesting?
With each second that passes. 7 hours to go, though, Chris, until the transfer window shuts in England. Burnley looks set to miss out on signing the West Brom midfielder Graham Dorans. The Scotland international is on his way to Norwich to discuss a permanent deal.
Hello,
is that Ivan?
It's Ivan's phone. Who is this?
Oh, hello, my name's Danny Provisor. I'm a football agent and I wondered if Mr. Petrov might have a moment to speak to me. I'm calling as the representative of Manchester City Football Club.
Sorry, you're from Man City, did you say?
No, I'm not from Man City. No, I represent their interests in this particular matter.
Right, and what is this particular matter?
Well, that's what I wanted to speak to Mr. Petrov about.
I see. And may I ask who gave you this number?
My assistant.
And where did your assistant get it?
I have no idea.
Could you ask?
I could, yes. Who did you say you were?
Me?
Yes, who is it I'm speaking to?
My name's Lewis.
Okay, Lewis.
Mr. Lewis.
Right. This is regarding a personal matter, so I'd need to speak to Mr. Petrov directly. Also, there's some pressure of time as the transfer window closes in a few hours, as you may be aware.
Who's your contact at the club?
I'm not telling you that. This is a back-channel negotiation. If it got out, my clients were looking for a holding midfielder, then, you know, Chelsea, Arsenal, every club they're competing with had come into the market.
Would they now?
Oh, yes, they would, yeah. That's how it works, you see, Mr. Lewis.
One moment, please.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Mr. Provisor, I'm sitting here with Mr. Petrov, and he suggested a face-to-face, if that's okay with you.
Oh, absolutely, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, as soon as you like, obviously, given the pressure of time. I mean, could I have a word with Mr. But would it be possible to pass the phone?
Shall we say 7 p.m? Do you know the Pillars of Hercules in Chorley?
I don't, but I can find it. You couldn't make it any earlier than 7, could you?
I'm afraid not.
Okay, well,
Good, see you there, Mr. Provisor.
Steve, I'm sorry.
Where are you? What's going on, mate?
There's been a delay.
Yeah, tell me about it. Do you know what the time is? The photographer's gone. There's only me and the physio left.
I know, I'm sorry. I didn't want to say this, but, well, the lad went out on the beer last night. Don't ask me why. I told him not to. Anyway, he had a skinful, and I've been trying to flush it out of his system before you took any samples, you know. I mean, look, I'd fully understand if you didn't want
to... Get him over here! Just get him over here!
What time is it?
Today, nerves and excitement in equal measure for football fans up and down the country. The January transfer window is drawing to a close. But clubs in England still have until 11 o'clock tonight to seal any late deals. Those in Scotland have until midnight. Senior football reporter Ian Dennis and former...
Samira! Oh, Keith, hello. Sorry, it's you. I'm just going to pop in and say hello to Linda.
Are you looking for your wife, Mr. Provisor?
Yeah, of course I'm looking for my wife.
You know she's not here.
What do you mean? Where is she?
She was taken to Friar's Court. Mr. Agnihotri sent a car, but I thought you'd know.
He was supposed to wait, what, 5 o'clock? What time? Oh, God,
He did wait, Mr. Provisor. I'm terribly sorry, but he wanted to make sure she had time to settle in this evening.
Mr. Provisor?
You could at least have phoned me.
Mr. Provisor, we had an agreement which you failed to honour, not me. Your wife is perfectly safe and comfortable at Friar's Court.
If you'd phoned me, I could have told you I'm on the verge of concluding business on this deal.
Well, yes, you have been on the verge of many things before, if I may say so, Mr. Provisor.
OK, OK, all right, I haven't got time for this right now. I'll speak to you later. OK, bye-bye.
Hello, this is Jonathan Provisor at First Team Management. Please leave a message after the tone.
Jonathan, it's your father. Listen, look, I'd like to take you up on that offer. So if he'd be able to see you later, then he'd mean him with a bit of cash just to tide us over and I can bring you back.
Darren Fletcher, I'm told, is getting closer and closer. There's now a good chance that he would fetch up at West Brom on a free transfer. Various reasons why Fletcher wants to play football again. No.
Excuse me, mate. Excuse me. I'm supposed to be meeting someone here tonight, a bloke called Lewis. You wouldn't know anyone by that name, would you?
Nah, bruv, sorry.
All right, never mind. All right, I'll have a... Give me a gin and tonic, will you, please? Make it a large one.
Another one, sir?
I better not. I'm driving.
OK, sir. Mind how you go.
Yeah, you too. Good night, then.
All right.
Are you Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Well, then why didn't you come in? I've been sitting in there since bloody 7 o'clock.
I only just got here. I had a few things to do.
Oh, right, I see. And I was bottom of the list, was I?
Kind of.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. So... Where is he?
First things first. Who are you? What's your name?
Danny Provisor.
Never heard of you.
I'm an agent, a football agent. Quite well known, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Provisor. That's an unusual name, isn't it? You anything to Jonathan Provisor, bloke at First Team Management?
Yes, he's my son. Why?
Just trying to put things together, like how you got hold of a private phone number.
That had nothing to do with Jonathan.
I never said it did, did I?
Well, just in case that's what you were thinking.
Never mind what I'm thinking. What were you thinking? Going behind our backs to make a deal with our client.
Client?
Yes, client. Do you think we wouldn't find out? Do you think our clients don't talk to us?
No, I did not think that.
Because they do. It's the personal relationship they value. We're like family. And if you know anything, you'll know not to get in between the members of a family, you get me. Don't interfere. Don't give advice. Don't stick your nose in where it's not wanted in case it gets broken.
Are you threatening me, Pat?
I'm not threatening you. Where do you get the number if you didn't get it from your son? It's a private number.
Well, it can't be that private if you answered it.
Don't give me any smart aleck answers.
Fair enough.
Well, if you're not prepared to tell me, we'll find out.
Good luck with that.
Listen, you've had a lucky escape tonight.
Have I?
You might not realise it, but you have. And do you want to know why? It's because you're irrelevant. If you were relevant, I'd kick 7 bells out of you right here in this car park in front of all these people on the street. I wouldn't care. I'd kick your ribs through your lungs, that's what I'd do. But you're not. You're not relevant. So I'm not going to bother.
Yeah, right, whatever. Go on, jog on, sunshine. Go on, jog on, son, see if I care. I'm from Redbank, mate. I'm from Redbank!
Hello, this is Jonathan Provisor at First Team Management. Please leave a message after the tone.
Johnny. Johnny is your dad. Call me back as soon as you can.
First for breaking news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.
I have to say, that's an eye-watering sum for a very, very quick pacing winger who actually views giving the ball away to teammate as almost conducive to being fined a week's wages. He's got such a lot to learn, but...
Hello, this is Slav for Spawn. Please leave a message and I will call you back, OK?
Slavy, look... I'm sorry about the messages I left you. I just went off the deep end there, Slavy, but you've got to understand, I've put a lot of time and money into you. I've invested in you heavily, and to have all that thrown back in my face... Well, it's not a pleasant feeling, Slavy. It's not a nice feeling at all. But look, son, I just want to see if we can at least try to part on good terms, and maybe, you know, maybe there's still some common ground between us, you know. Anyway, give me a call and I will have a chat, okay? Yeah, Frankie, what's up?
We found Slavy.
Oh, thank Christ for that. Where is he?
He's at the hospital.
Which one?
Infirmary.
Well, what's he doing there? The medical's at the training ground. I told him, I left a message.
He's not going to the medical.
Why not? There's still time.
They smashed his knees, Danny.
They did what?
They smashed his knees.
Who did? Who did? What are you talking about?
The men I told you about. At the burlesque last night. The Serbs. They dragged him into Broughton Park and they took an iron bar to his knees.
Why? I mean, why would they do that to him?
Because he wouldn't let them manage his career. He wouldn't do it. He said he'd already got an agent. You, Danny.
I don't understand this. His father rang me and he said that he was going to manage him.
Told him to ring you. I mean, don't you get it, Danny? They told him to do that. He was lying to protect Slavy.
Right, yeah. Sorry. So how bad is it exactly, Frankie? I mean, he at the hospital now?
Yeah. It's bad, Danny. I told them that he was a professional footballer and they said he might have to think about a career change.
Christ.
He wanted me to tell you that he's sorry. He said it was his fault. Getting mixed up with those people. He said they were all friends from his past. And he found it hard to say no to him.
Chelsea have been at the centre of transfer deadline day's biggest moves. Colombian winger Juan Cuadrado joins from Fiorentina for £23.3 million, with Mohamed Salah going the other way on a season-long loan. Andre Schürrle has completed a £22 million move.
Hello,
this is Jonathan Provisor at First Team Management. Please leave a message after the tone.
Jonathan, give me a call, will you? Just whenever you've got a moment. I'm a bit concerned. I know you'll be busy this evening, but when you can. It's your father.
Tottenham's Aaron Lennon has joined Everton on loan until the end of the season. Crystal Palace have signed Wilfried Zaha on a 5.5-year deal.
In The Transfer by Nick Perry, Danny Provisor was played by David Schofield, Jonathan Provisor and Keith by Daniel Abelson, Frankie and Samira by Rachel Austin, Steve Lucas and Graham Parsons by Simon Armstrong, Lewis by David Hounslow, Peter Gray and Mr. Agnihotri by Chris Donnelly, Stanislav by Velibor Topic, and Slavko by Mirza Kaluda. The transfer was directed in Bristol by Toby Field.